This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Japanese economy is still the third biggest economy on the planet, but it's been sluggish for, what, the past 20 years or more, and even in the good moments, has been about this close to going south. You add in a massive population decline and what that means for the workforce, and it is nothing good. As one solution, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has been pushing for more women over there to start working. But Marketplace's Sally Herships reports now from Tokyo that it can be incredibly difficult for women to be accepted in the Japanese workplace.
Kumi Matsumoto is 40. She lives in Tokyo. And her life may sound typical. She has a government job and two kids.
She's four.
She was home on maternity leave with her second child when we talked. But that's what makes her special, holding on to her job while she's pregnant in Japan.
I've never seen any pregnant woman being a clerk or waitresses, right? I just wonder what happens to those people.
They leave their jobs. In Japan, 70% of women who get pregnant leave work. Why? Sure, there are all the typical pressures of being a working mom. But in Japan, there's more. Here's what often happens. Say you tell your boss you're pregnant. Your boss says, congratulations, and oh, also, you're fired. In Japanese, it's called matahara, or maternity harassment.
We've heard stories from women. Once they tell their bosses that they're pregnant, they would say that, oh, then I guess we have no more jobs that you can do. It's too bad that you're leaving and I can't work with you anymore, because you're leaving, aren't you?
Yukari Hori is the founder of AeroAero, a nonprofit that teaches companies how to talk to their employees about maternity leave. Maternity harassment happens in the U.S. too, but in Japan, it's really common. According to the Japan Institute for Labor Policy and Training, one out of every five pregnant, full-time working women here experiences matahara.
The management-level people, their family structure is usually where the person works is very devoted to work and his wife is a homemaker. So for those people, we try to explain what it means to be a double-income family. And we try to tell them that their own personal value is not the same as their company's value.
There are even posters in the Tokyo subway advertising the Japanese equivalent of a 1-800 number pregnant women can call for help. Hori's nonprofit exists because Japanese companies don't know what's appropriate to say to a pregnant employee. And employees don't know what to say either. Mitsuko Horiuchi teaches gender equality in Tokyo. She says, unlike in the U.S., most big Japanese companies expect employees to stick around for life.
That means that the workers must work until the retirement age.
No taking time off to have a baby, which means Japanese companies want to hire men, young ones, not young women, and definitely not older women who want to re-enter the workforce after having kids.
Women quit their jobs after they have a child, so they think that this is a waste of money to train the women. That is, I think, justification from the company side.
Horiuchi says in Japan, there's an old-fashioned, lingering discrimination against women in the workplace. Prime Minister Abe has announced a big push to create a society where women can shine, but it can be hard to tell if it's working. Companies say, hey, we're hiring more women, but critics say the jobs they're providing aren't good ones. Kumo Matsumoto again.
In many Japanese companies, especially in big companies, women are traditionally divided into two different categories.
The first, jobs, just like men have. But that's not the kind of job many women are getting. Instead, they're offered work that falls into the other category.
The other is just work for women.
Bank clerks, retail jobs. The difference between a job and a career. Professor Horiuchi says these are unstable jobs with low wages. And these are the jobs that half of women workers are getting in Japan. But in a country where wives of politicians are expected to show their support by walking three steps behind their husbands, it can be hard to get ahead, both for women and the country. In Tokyo, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Sally's story was produced for us through a collaboration with the International Radio and Multimedia Project, Bending Borders.